Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world. Good morning to the superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll? We got an exciting
show. Hey. Good morning, everybody. Oh man, Dad, I am beyond excited for this show because we're going to learn about employee retention credits and really, honestly, getting money that you didn't know that you could get from the IRS. So that's the expert specialty of our guest, which will be coming on here real soon.
They're going to learn more about it by the time we're done with the show, that's for sure.
This is brought to you by K. Coven Jewelry and EasyWayNetwork.com. If you like the show, tell your friends and just go to EasyWayNetwork.com. The invite code is letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. Create your free account. Set up your profile and connect with the best, relieve that stress, and we'll teach you how to be relentless. Dad, I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited about everything that's going down right now, and I'm excited about you too. I mean, you just got back from Emily the Trans event.
It was amazing. There are so many interesting speakers in health and everything, and I'm sitting there, you know, filming and so on, but I'm listening too, and from dental to all kinds of, you know, situations with health. It covers all the bases. It was really interesting. And your little preview of Halloween came up pretty good on the pitch party. But I have to admit, I was kind of shocked when I had my little Scarecrow outfit on, which wasn't much. And everybody had such cool costumes on.
That was amazing. And shout out to everybody that definitely did join us. And I loved the costumes. Let me see if I can go through them. We had the Grim Reaper.
Oh, Maleficent.
We had Maleficent. We had Elvis. We had Jason. Someone dressed up like Jason. And you know what I thought was really clever is people were actually using. They were using the effects on Zoom to make it look like they had a costume. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that's high tech stuff, you know.
Speaking of Emily's event, if you were there or you want to check it out, there's actually some really cool people to network with on the Easy Way family Instagram. So if you go to Easy, letter Z, W-A-Y, family, all of the interviews from that event, Emily Latran and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, including our guest today, is up there if you want to check out the interviews. And there's some people that are really big in real estate and medical, you know, health and wellness type stuff and technology and AI. Oh, Dad, we got to go commercial here soon. But speaking of AI, I have a partner that just showed me the most incredible thing I've ever seen with AI. Basically, what he had somebody call me, and I thought it was someone that was calling me. I thought I booked an appointment. Like, it sounded so real. And literally, I'm having a conversation. I'm asking them questions. They're answering the questions. And literally, it did the whole calling, qualifying process, booked the appointment with me. And it was an AI, but it seemed like a real person. And so that's a tool we're getting ready to bring into Easy Tools for all of our members. So you guys don't have to have a salesperson anymore or a booking person or you don't have to be on the phone anymore. Literally now AI can do all that work for you and your calendar is just going to get booked up and then you set up a Zoom and you make money. So I'm so excited about these tools. It's incredible.
This is going to be some good stuff.
All right, well, let's go to commercial break. And then when we come back, we have our amazing guest. We have Hot Topics. And then we have our amazing guest who's going to teach you all about employee retention credit, as well as, you know, being an entrepreneur. And so, all right, we'll be right back, guys. This is Easy Way Radio on Easy Way Network, syndicated soon. Little Birdie told me we might be syndicated to, like, that, I think, like 40, 50-something channels or something. I got to tell you guys about Easy Way TV here soon. But it's just nonstop. Just subscribe. Just subscribe. Go to easywaynetwork.com, create an account. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, we got Halloween tomorrow, and it's like I was mentioning last week, you walk into stores and you see the Halloween outfits and the costumes and all the stuff they have, you know, the monsters, and then right next to it is the display for Christmas, and they're coming at us because as soon as they get their stuff up, they start making money, so they're working early on this stuff. Biden targets the AI with executive order. He wants to monitor the standards and, you know, keep track of all this to boost security. And, you know, people have their issues with AI. Is it going to open up too much in the category of privacy and so on and so forth? So they're looking into it. A Halloween Arctic blast to allow temperatures to plummet to freezing in every state except Florida. In the World Series, Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, the first game was 6-5, pretty good game, pretty close. That went to Texas. Second game didn't go too well for Texas. Arizona won 9-1. Ouch. In game three today at 8 o'clock, 8:03 Eastern time at the Chase Field in Arizona. That's going to be kind of exciting. Maybe they'll do a little comeback here. So we have Israel is moving in on their push to Gaza, and Biden is asking for a reprieve so they can get more humanitarian efforts going there. So there's a difficult road we've had to replace the former speaker. Finally, they picked Mike Johnson. He's kind of a new guy overall, only 6 years in the House, Republican from Louisiana. But it's finally done because, you know, it's a difficult road to get there. A lot of people are for the person running, but there's a lot against. They need so many votes. So we got a few store closures, actually leaving millions without access to pharmacy and so on and so forth. We got Rite Aid and CVS, Walgreens. They've closed or planning to close about 1,500 stores. And Christopher Banks, Family Video, Starbucks, Gap. Closing overall several, almost 1,500 stores. Each year, 595,000 businesses fail and go out of business. But on the upside, in 1 year, there's 5.4 million new ones. So, you know, it's kind of the yin and the yang. Today's 20-year fixed rate is just about 8%. But remember, if you get a house and you get the high rate, you can always refinance down the road.
All right. Well, it's all great news, Dad. News, and it's time for our special guest. And not to interrupt you, but great information. And guys, my dad stays up all night getting this information, and so you're always going to get the best news and reviews and interviews from Easy Way Radio and our hot topics. But our guest coming up, guys, now is Sean Smiley, who's the CEO and co-founder of ERC Junction. Helping small businesses,
Eric,
owners get the maximum IRS refund allowed by law. And the Employee Retention Credit was created by the federal government to reward employers who kept their employees on payroll during the pandemic. So if you like what you hear today from the guests, guys, you can go to Easy Way Wall of Fame, letter E, letter Z, easywaywalloffame.com, and search Smiley, and you'll find his profile. Do you want to add something, Dan?
Well, you know, you basically covered the bases. I just wanted to give everybody a little idea of what the Employee Retention Credit, it's called ERC or ERCT, what it actually is. And so it's a complex tax credit for businesses and tax-exempt organizations that keep paying employees during COVID-19 and so on and so forth.
So basically,
businesses are aware and find out, Mr. Smiley, Sean Smiley, is going to get you up to date and save you a lot of money here.
So basically, if you are a business owner that has 10 or more employees, you really got to listen up, or you know anybody, you really got to listen up. But let's bring him to the show.
Exactly.
Without further ado, Mr. Sean Smiley, welcome to Radio Boomers Live. I heard
hey, guys. Fantastic.
There he is. Hello, Sean.
Wonderful to be here.
Thanks for slowing down with us baby boomers is what I used to say, but now with Eric, it's picked up the pace a bit here. You know, what you're doing is amazing, and it's basically saving a lot of money for businesses. What took you down the road to look at employee retention tax credits and so on? Because, I mean, you could have been going down any path. You could have been an engineer or whatever. What was it that kind of piqued your interest here?
Well, you know, it was really an opportunity, really an opportunity to help the small businesses out there that deserve this money. There are so many small business owners who really did everything they could to keep their employees paid, during that pandemic, right, when business was down, their revenue was down, and they wanted to keep their employees because they knew at some point they were going to come back. So I wanted to be able to create an opportunity to get this message out to as many people as possible because the federal government wants to reward them for having done that.
When you see the statistics, Sean, not only see the statistics, watch some of the YouTube information that's out there on businesses across the country, that people have no idea how much it really affected these business farms and just all kinds of stores, restaurants. There's restaurants out here in Orange County I used to go to, and they had two or three. Now they have one. And the farming industry and so on. So it's really affected, like I said, 595,000, but new ones start up. So what is it that they didn't see, or what do you think the main thing is that caused business to fail?
Well, boy, that's a pretty loaded question.
That's a big one.
You
can cut it down in your field, say. What do they not pay attention in the field that you're doing?
Yeah, that was five questions in one. Be nice to our guests.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
I think a lot of these business owners they're so focused on doing the right thing for their clients and their employees that they don't have time to put their head up and really understand what all's available to them. And I'm grateful for you guys, what you do to help us get this message out, because the IRS says about 8 out of 10 small businesses, there's 32 million small businesses in the U.S. by some estimates. 8 out of 10 of those are going to qualify for this money, and only a fraction have actually applied for this. And the program is very fast coming to an end. April 30th is the last day we can file. April 30th this coming year in 2024 is the last day we can file for the 2020 money, and then we have till April 30th of 2025 to get the 2021 money for them.
So who would qualify for the employee retention credit?
So there are four broad categories, and then let me cover those real fast, and I can kind of give you some businesses that might fall into this. So the four categories are most people are familiar, most accountants are looking at, did your revenue decline by a certain percentage? Unfortunately, most accountants don't know about the entire law, so they're misinforming their clients and saying, hey, I looked at this, you don't qualify. We need those people to come to us to verify whether or not they do qualify, because the other three ways are where there are government mandates that directly impacted their business, their ability to do business the normal way, regardless of what happened to their revenue. Were there mandates from a state or local government or the federal government that affected their supply chain? And then the final way is, were they a brand-new business that started after February 15th of 2020? those are the broad four ways. Lots of detail in there. So we're talking restaurants, real estate, law firms, construction, gym and fitness, medical practice, churches, manufacturing, distribution, you know, assisted living. There are so many different business categories, and these folks think they don't qualify.
Okay, so yeah, that was a question. What do you think is it that disqualifies you from the credit?
Well, yeah. So again, a lot of people are only familiar with this one way to qualify, which is called a gross receipts test. So you look at your 2019 revenue by quarter. It's technically gross receipts. My accounting team and CPAs tell me it's not the same as revenue, so I got to be careful there. I'm not a CPA or an accountant, but I got a whole team of them who are. So if their gross receipts in 2019 declined 50% in the same quarter in 2020, then they qualify. Well, I don't know about you, but most businesses that were down 50% didn't make it, right? Now, those business owners who didn't make it, if they had some employees and kept them on payroll during that time, we can still get the refund for them. And then I think Congress realized they needed to help more people. So for 2021, they changed the qualification. The comparison of 2019 to 2021, they only had to be down 20%. But again, regardless of what happened to their revenue, they may still qualify under these other three ways.
And just so you guys, I want to just remind everybody as well, this is great information, Sean. And if you're listening and you're like, I want to learn more, go to easywaywalloffame.com, click on members and search Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y. Sean's profile is right there. And you can book an appointment or you can message him directly. And Sean, so let's speak to the audience that you're particularly wanting to get to. So if someone's listening to this, who would be your perfect audience or the perfect person that you feel, perfect business that would need what you're talking about right now?
Well, so, you know, I just kind of rattled off many of the common industries. So if you're in one of those, you know, there's certainly more. Schools and daycares is another one, nonprofits I didn't mention. They're really going to be – people are going to fall into three categories out there. One is they never heard of this. They should definitely investigate it. We don't charge anything to verify if a company qualifies for this. If we do all the research, we put in all the time and effort, do everything, and you don't qualify, we're not going to charge you. We want to help. So some people have never heard of this. Other people are going to have heard of it, and we're told they didn't qualify. We want them to call us, reach out to me, set up an appointment because, again, you may qualify. And then there's a third category of people who've already gotten the employee retention credit. Some other provider did it for them. We want to do a free review and make sure this other provider got you everything you deserve. I'll give you a great example. There's a restaurant here where I live in Tucson, very well-known restaurant. They had already gotten a massive refund, $550,000 with a different provider. We reviewed it, thought maybe we'll find them another $20,000, $30,000, right? Turns out they were eligible, and we filed for them for an additional $698,000 that this other ERC provider just left on the table because they didn't know the rules.
Well, this is so important. It can make the difference in a make or break, couldn't it, in a business?
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine you're a restaurant. Our typical restaurant in Tucson is not as large as the one I give you the example, but our typical restaurant here is getting between $250,000 and $450,000 back. This is allowing them to, you know, renovate their restaurant, get new carpet if they need it, finally hire some new employees if they need to, right?
Exactly.
All the things that they had to scrimp and save and cut from their budget during the pandemic, now they can go ahead and invest and make those investments with this money
this
from the IRS.
Foreclosures. Wow. This,
yeah.
See, by not paying attention, this is what happens. So this could have literally stopped the closing of, say, if they had four businesses, four restaurants, whatever, and they had to shut down one or two. This could have prevented that.
That's right.
Oh,
absolutely.
So do they have to pay back, you know, do you have to pay back the employee retention credit, or how does that work?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that question. So there's the answer is no, they don't have to pay it back. This is their money. They can, you know, it goes directly to the owner of the EIN, right? So whoever the owners are of that federal tax ID number, they get the checks.
And that EIN means Employee Identification Number, for those of you guys that don't know.
Thank you. Correct. So the legislation that created this, there have been some amendments, but the first legislation that came out in 2020 was called the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S. You can Google it, do your own research on this. There's a lot of great information from the IRS on irs.gov. So I always encourage everybody, do your own due diligence, verify all this, and then, you know, reach out to us. So the CARES Act created the PPP loans and the ERC. So many people are also confused, and they think, well, if I got the PPP loans, then I can't take ERC. The way the legislation was first written, that was true. They amended it later and said retroactively you could go back and claim both. PPP loans had to either be repaid or you had to qualify for forgiveness. The employee retention credit is a refund just like your normal refund you get from the IRS. You get a check and you deposit it, it's your money.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you know, but I'll tell you, people, you know, if they would realize there's so many things when you open up a business, one of the things is you have to really know about the business. Some people will buy a whatever it is, you know, it could be a laundromat or something, but they don't know nothing about it, or a restaurant. That's a bad one. And that puts them out of business right there. But something that you're doing, if they were only, you really have to do your research. So what would you say doesn't qualify for the ERC? Or who doesn't qualify?
So the, you know, there certainly are businesses that fall into that category. And you know, like I say, the IRS has indicated they expect about 8 out of 10 businesses will qualify. So if a business's revenue didn't decline, and if they weren't subject to mandates that impacted their ability to do business the normal way, then, you know, they're not going to qualify for this. And we've certainly had businesses like that.
Okay, what would it be that specifically would disqualify somebody if they researched anything? Well, there's no sense for me to sign up. Is it what number of employees or what would you say to mean?
So there is a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of companies that are promoting this, doing advertising, even, you know, TV, radio advertising for ERC. Many of them are saying, hey, if you got fewer than 10 employees, you don't qualify. That's absolutely not true. As long as they have one employee, one W-2 employee who's not a family member, we'll absolutely help them. So I would encourage anybody, don't try to figure this law out yourself. There's a lot of detail to it. Come to us. Let us do the review. If you don't qualify, we'll let you know. And we're not going to charge you anything to discover the truth.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I want to get into how we met you, Sean, and you know, we met you through the Action to Win event in Westminster Garden Grove area. It was an amazing event. I saw a lot of great speakers. It was an Asian business conference by Emily Latran, and you were there with some other you know, individuals that you might want to mention too. It seems like you were playing with some big people. Talk a little bit about that event and how, you know, I mean, we already have you out there, you know, I mean, we just met you yesterday and we already have you out there. You're already getting your
hair moves fast.
Talk a little bit about the experience and all around.
Yeah, well, I've been so impressed, Derek, with you and your father both, you know, the work you guys are doing and the network you've created is really impressive. Speaking about that event with Dr. Latran, Dr. Latran, the Action to Win event, I was there as a guest with a gentleman named Dr. Chow Ong. Dr. Chow has a fantastic coaching business teaching people how to be able to leverage other people's real estate to make massive cash flow every month. So I would encourage you to look up Dr. Chow on social media. He's just a terrific guy. And Dr. Latran and her event really did a lot for me. They were so focused, you know, the things that I got from that event, number one, the wonderful networking, being able to connect with your father, for example, there. There were so many things that I took away from that were techniques and ways that businesses could implement immediately to grow and scale their revenue. Dr. Latran and the wonderful speakers that she had, you know, I got a lot of value myself in that regard.
It was interesting. So if we brought somebody to the table or somebody out there is hearing the show, and they had a few things like they're interested, they would have to, you know, say they'd have to check the eligibility checklist, and then they'd have to claim the ERC if you're eligible, and then resolve an improper ERC claim. So you really have to do the checklist, right?
Yeah, and you know, they really should have a CPA do the work. Whether they work with us or they work with their own CPA or one of these other many firms that are out there, you've got to have a CPA who really knows the letter of the law so that you make sure you're getting every dollar that the law allows. I gave you that example of this restaurant here where I live. They got more than half the money. If we hadn't helped them, they never would have known they qualify for that. These business owners don't try to figure it out on your own. Don't just trust some random person you hear about through an ad somewhere. Check out the website. Read about the CARES Act. Go to IRS.gov. Look into it a little bit yourself. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Get to a CPA who you trust that you really know understands this law.
I would say the primary thing they should do is look up and talk to a guy named Sean Smiley. He knows his stuff in this business here. the printable list, the printable checklist for IRS partners?
There are some great resources out there. Again, I would encourage business owners, focus on what you do best. You're great at your business. Let us do what we do best and help you figure out if you qualify or not.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, again, guys, you can get more information at easywaywalloffame.com and look up Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y, and you'll see the resume and the experience behind Sean and what they do. ERC Junction is their company, and they got some pretty good reviews from what we can see. So Sean, and then also too, guys, you can, when you go to the profile, you're going to want to look for the button connect and the button next to it, appointment. And we actually have, Sean, I don't know if you know, but one of our members actually reached out to us that saw you on the Wall of Fame, and they actually own a television network, and they were interested in you. So you've been getting some response already, and we've put you in a couple. Have you seen any responses? Have you seen anything at all? I mean, in the one day that we put you in those groups, and I mean, what do you think about the onboarding process in getting involved with a network like ours? I know we're intricate and there's a lot there, but did it seem, okay, and simple enough for you to understand?
I got to say, Eric, being able to get involved and have you step me through that, I think you probably saved me 3 weeks of effort it would have taken for me on my own. I'm baby boomer generation, so technology, I'm okay, but, you made it an extremely easy process. Within 20, 30 minutes, we were done.
Thank you for saying that.
A young baby boomer, Sean. You're not
quite anymore, I'm on the tail end.
Yeah.
All right. So Sean, is there anything that we missed? We got about 2 more minutes left on your segment. Anything that we missed that you wanted to get to our audience?
I just a couple of things. One really key thing, when you're making a decision who you want to partner with, one service that we offer, why should you choose to work with us over somebody else? Number one, the level of experience we have, all of our people are CPAs. We have a legal team who will review this and sign off on it if that's something that's necessary. And most importantly, we give 100% audit protection. So if there's a business out there, it's unlikely you're going to get audited, but it could happen, right? We have no control over that. We can't make any commitment one way or the other. If you do get audited, we actually provide 100% audit support and audit protection. So that support means we'll be there with you, hand in hand, step by step through that audit. And if for any reason the IRS found that the claim was submitted and they felt you didn't deserve that money and you have to pay some of that money back, we commit in writing up front, we'll give you back the money that we charged as well. And I believe many of the other firms out there won't make that same kind of commitment.
Well, I got a lot of referrals in line for you. Been out here 45 years. And
I bet.
I mean, just one of the businesses I had about $2,500 a month I dealt with. About
all right, well, we have to get to the next segment now, Dad. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we are getting into Carmelita's Corner now. Sean, thank you for being such an awesome guest. Again, guys, you can go to easywaywalloffame.com and look up Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y. If you want to get more information on employee retention, credit, and so much more, I mean, I did his resume, experience, consultant, vice president of sales, demonstrated the history of the working professional, audiovisual signage and industries and skills in sales and skills in management, skills in business, skills in, he's just skilled in everything. He does so much. Check him out. Make sure that you go look him up. Smiley on Easy Way Wall of Fame. Sean, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest with us. Today.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, we're going to go to commercial break, guys, and when we come back, we're going to have Carmelita's Corner. We'll be right back.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again. And I'm feeling grand. Thank you, thank you. I am very pleased to announce a very special guest and special friend. Her name is Hollywood Louise. She has many, many different facets of her being. Her bio reads like a book, so I won't go over all of it. Otherwise, she would not have time to give her part of the interview, which is going to be very personal and also very beneficial to baby boomers. She has, as I have indicated, a long line of credits. So very quickly, let me just give you some of it. She is a film stage member of SAG and the Directors Guild. She's had an extensive career as a professional model. She's made numerous appearances as a mermaid and also on Hollywood Parade floats. She's composed poetry. Hopefully you'll be able to hear one of her poems today, which has been published. She's won an art contest. She's studied acting with top coaches such as Lee Strasberg. And she also has credits in the medical field. She's been a assistant to both surgery and also dentist. She has entertained people who are convalescing at Cedars-Sinai by portraying a clown and sharing happiness. She's also done other charitable activities, such as providing services for women of domestic abuse in India and animal rescue. And most notably, she is a member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which she has served several years. And after the departure of our dear Audrey Angel Sherborne, Little Richard's girlfriend of 64 years, who was the secretary, she has stepped in to take that position, and I thank her for that. So, and there is, I said, much more to say about her. She does have an associate degree in both science and art, and she's worked with the health, nutrition, and beauty industry with individuals such as Dick Gregory, Gloria Swanson, and Gaylord Houser, and Gypsy Boots. She's been a hypnotist, and she's also the person who introduced yoga on the campus, the college campus where she attended some time ago. So without any further ado, I'm going to present to you Hollywood Louise. She's going to give you a special presentation today. Welcome, Hollywood Louise.
Hi, Carmelita. Hi, everybody.
and today's her birthday,
too. Thank you so much for my birthday present. I especially wanted to do this because being in Hollywood, I've met so many, many people. And when they die, all their knowledge, all their talents die with them. And that really bothers me. That, gee, you know, I'm at that age where I could die and I really haven't shared some of the things that I know. So the fact that Carmelita and I didn't get to do what I wanted to do, this is her gift for me to let people know really good things that I've learned over the years. But first, I must say, I am not a member of the Directors Guild of America. I've gone there for screenings through Screen Actors Guild, I'm sorry, SAG-AFTRA, and I've taken Carmelita there, so I can understand her thinking I'm a member, but I'm not. So I just needed to say that. Well, I wanted to say that, shall we say. First of all, I want to say I've made little lists of things that I've learned that I think would help everybody. And I've learned the hard way, and that's why I have these lists. It's kind of funny in a way because I've done over 150 encounter groups. I've studied with people like John Gray and Tony Robbins and Marilyn and Harvey Diamond and Deepak Chopra and Brian Tracy and Dr. Wayne Dyer and Zig Ziglar and T. Harv Eker and Harv McKay and Sandra Ray and Reverend Michael Beckwith and Marianne Williamson. And after all these people and countless others, these are the most important things I've learned in my life for me. First of all, I never try to change anybody. I accept people the way they are. And that is really important to me. And I hope people might try to do that themselves. I've learned that men who have men friends live longer. It's a scientific fact. And men need to hear the words or see the words, I love you, in order to extend their life. Sometimes they might go fishing or hunting or painting a room, but they might not discuss their feelings. So anybody out there who's hearing this, please find men and tell them or show them, I love you. And also, I wanted to talk about things I've learned that are necessary. Have 5 to 10 people that you know of you, your moral compass. Have them write about you in a letter and send it to you. So you will have it available at all times in case you might need it for legal reasons as well. Also, when paying bills or doing anything with anything very important, get the name and last initial of the service agent helping you and hopefully their ID number or their country or their state or call center that they are located in, so you can identify exactly who you spoke to in case you ever need that. And if they're giving you great service, their manager or supervisor, and thank them for training that person well. That really is a good thing to do, and also to maybe even let that person know that you're willing to do the survey at the end of the discussion. Also, be careful what you sign in medical offices. I have a very wonderful friend who was highly educated, even in law, and he landed up signing that they could take out one of his kidneys. And he didn't realize it. So if at all possible, always have somebody there to look at what you're signing, especially if you're in pain or if you're very ill. You just need to know what you are signing. I want to say all disease starts in the mouth. Make sure you have really good oral hygiene. I highly recommend using dental tape because it really does its job thoroughly. And also make sure that if you have any trouble with your nerves, to have them root canaled because that can lead to brain problems and that can lead to death. And you don't want to die. Your mouth also affects your heart. So if you do need to have any teeth removed, do that too. I am really serious when I say something else. Most people are not hydrated enough, especially baby boomers. And most importantly, keep hydration handy, especially in the bathroom, for after any type of elimination, because when you get up off the toilet, it's very easy to fall and break your hip. And scientific facts say that once somebody breaks a hip, if they're single, they're usually dead within a year, and if they're married, they're dead within 2 years. This has happened to several people I know, and that's why it's really important to me to share that. And if possible, baby boomers, wear rubber-soled shoes. It's really a lot easier. And if you feel that you're going to fall, dump your hands by putting them out, because chances are you'll break a wrist and your fingers. Try to tuck them under and roll with it. Very important to also, in parking lots, look for those horrible little cement blocks that are there to trip us, because you can get super injured from that. And if you are on any prescription medicines, please write down every side effect that you could possibly get from that medicine, so people know and you know what is possible. There are a minimum usually of 12 side effects from each medication. And so it's really good to know what is possible. And it's also good to know to do some research for alternative healing. There's a lot of healers out there. There's magnets, there's TENS machines, there's biorhythms, there's meditation and yoga classes, there's herbs and plants and flowers and teas. Do the research for every body part that you have and every organ, because there are possibilities without medication, especially because our rainforest is so depleted, and, you know, medicines are getting harder to get, and people are becoming immune to medication. So I really wanted to say that. Also, If you have possessions with friends, label them. I recently lost some because I didn't, and they were sold in an estate auction. And I'm really sad about that. And another thing, if you know what your burial plans are, make them very well known. I recently went to a celebration of life for a friend that I've known since 1976. And a casual friend didn't want that person cremated, although that person wanted to be cremated. And so now there's a lawsuit, and my poor friend is in the morgue because that lawsuit is now taking place. There's a wonderful thing called a will. There's also things called advance directives. And my favorite is called the five wishes. And I wanted to share that with you because I'm heartbroken about my friend. And another thing I wanted to say is long COVID has a lot of side effects. And one of them is chronic fatigue syndrome. And that's finally getting noticed that it exists. But prior to that, chronic fatigue syndrome and Epstein-Barr was thought to be imagined. And in any interview I ever hear, they always say, what's your favorite you read recently? And my favorite is called The Puzzle Solver by Hachette Press. It's written by Tracy White and Dr. Ronald W. Davis, and it is a true story that is riveting about chronic fatigue syndrome and that it exists. And I think everybody would benefit by reading this book. And again, it's called The Puzzle Solver. And I wanted to also say, if there is a death, here's another thing I highly suggest. Don't make decisions that are immediate about people's property. You might give something away suddenly or just get rid of it. Person died. I highly suggest getting a storage locker and then properly and calmly, when you've had enough time, then go through the person's belongings and decide who and what to do with them. And also, please, if possible, adopt senior dogs. In a lot of rescues, they will even pay for the dog's life to be fed, to have medicine, to have veterinary care. You can do a really good favor for a senior dog and yourself. And please don't use phony service dog jackets on untrained dogs. They usually misbehave, and sometimes people go places who are allergic to animals and they have to take extra medication because they're leaving their home, because animals will be there. And I wanted to also say that gratitude is attitude. And if you meet someone without a smile, give them one of yours, because a smile is a frown turned upside down. And as Carmelita said, yes, I will share a poem that I wrote. And it's called Now Think. Is the world to you an awful place? Is there a lot of hurt and sorrow in your life you just can't erase? There's just one thing we've got to face. We're all members of the human race. Let's admit it could be good if we were treated like we should. Would we be happy? Yes, I think we would. If this dreamt of happening possibly could. So, Let's make it as good as we can, for an island can't be a man. He needs people all around, like the roots of the tree need the ground. Now think, what do you want? Is it good? Is it bad? Will it make you joyous? Will it make others sad? Why do you want it? And whatever on earth for, will it open heaven's gates and lock hell's door? Is it a person, place, thing, marriage, goal, or career? Have you tried to achieve or attain it during this year? If you have or did, there is still desire. But if you wouldn't or didn't, there are no flames in your fire. And I want to thank you for letting me read that to you. And earlier this morning, I was listening to a religious program, and they stated that Halloween for 2023, people have spent $8.4 billion on this holiday. And they figured $3.1 billion towards costumes, $2.5 towards candy, and $390 million towards greeting cards. So
that's incredible information. Wow, awesome segment. Hey, Louise, it's great to see you. Great to see that you're on the show, and great information. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we are over time on Carmelita's Corner segment, but great information. Thank you so much for sharing it. It's always great to have you on the
network. I wrote down those tips. I kept
thank
notes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I love you and your father, Jim, and I love Dr. Dante and Carmelita. I really wanted to spend time with you and Jerry, but thank you so much for this gift of being able to help people. I call it Boomer Lemonade.
You were so on point with so many of your tips of wisdom there.
Another
amazing thing that really had me concerned too, but maybe we can all look it up. If
all right, another amazing segment from
Carmelita's
Corner. Thank you, Louise. We have to get to the next segment now. We will look for you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Thank you, Carmelita. Another round of applause for Carmelita's Corner, guys. It was great as usual. All right. Yeah. So we want to get into a little bit of what's happening with, because I know a lot of people are listening that want to know what's going on with Easy Way TV. There's been a lot of questions in regards to what's happening. And we do have a big independent film library happening right now. And if you have a film, if you have content, you can email easywaytv@gmail.com and you can reach out to any of our film TV agents that we have. And everything is always on the Easy Way Family Instagram, Facebook, as well as LinkedIn. And so we are accepting submissions, and we do have a advertising on-demand channel, as well as, and we're really excited about this. Let's get the happy music back again, because we're really excited about this. We have a live fast channel, live 24/7 fast channel now. And we partnered up with 30A Television. And 30A Television is a very large entity that's been around for pretty long time, and they're nationally syndicated. They provide channels for many other clients and things like that. And so we partnered up with 30A, and they created what's called an HLS for our network. And HLS stands for HTTP Live Stream. So you go to your URL, and you always see HTTP or HTTPS before your URL. That's the feed of the URL live stream. And that means that feed can be tapped into anything at all. And we're talking to some very large channels, probably about 30 channels. They're talking to them right now. And also a possibility of a company that is going to have their own television, smart TVs, And we are potentially going to be a channel on, I think it's in the neighborhood of millions of smart TVs in like the Best Buys, the Walmarts and Targets and all the major places you'd go to buy TVs. So it'd be kind of like a Roku TV that's already built in, and the channel would already be there. And it's really, really exciting stuff. So what this means for you guys that are tuned in and that are members, and again, guys, remember, all these benefits that we share with you are always accessible to our members only. So you have to have an account on EasyWay Network to be eligible. But if you're a speaker and you want to get your word out there more, if you want to get your message out there more, we're now going to have a big – I mean, we've always had a big reach. We've always had what we've had, but now it's increased so much more. And there's going to be segments within that live stream, that live television channel, that would be like speaking-related content. There would be event-related content. There would be film. There would be podcasts and whatever else we end up getting, music videos, et cetera. And there's 24/7 time that needs to be filled right now, and it's all being fed in from our YouTube channel. So we're now accepting other people to buy airtime to sell to advertisers on this live channel that's going to be nationally syndicated and internationally syndicated to multiple other channels in a major, major way. And we're going to be going live to the channel. We actually can go live to both on demand as well as the live feed, which is 24/7. So that's to answer your guys' question. That's what's happening with EasyWay TV. You saw that on the pitch party. Obviously, we have the pitch party coming up November 9th. Mark in your calendar, EasyWayPitchParty.com. Shout outs to everybody that showed up to the Halloween pitch party. And Dad, congratulations to you because you won. You won this with your little scarecrow costume.
You had such advanced costumes on. They were professional, and I was, what happened was my costume didn't come in time, so I shot over to a little store and I grabbed this little bag of something you could wear. It was called scarecrow thing. You put on little hat and something on your wrist, little straw. I thought, well, at least I have something. And when you had the list of, nominees and somebody said scarecrow, I'm thinking like, what? There must be another scarecrow on there. Jeez. But it was exciting. It was fun, you know, to see all the different costumes.
Well, I think what it was, Dad, is what you did was a clever way of creating a costume. And it looks so cute with the little teeny hat. I mean, it was not like a normal, hat. It was a little teeny hat, like a birthday hat. And you spent like $7-$8, $10 or whatever on this little, threw some straws in your sleeve and it was just so cute. And everybody loves you, everybody loves Easy's dad. Everybody loves James Zulli, so
And the wheel, Eric, the wheel was custom wheel this time. We had our little skeletons and our spooky stuff on the wheel, and had several winners.
But there's also a lot of great, there was a lot of really clever costumes too. We want to give a shout out to Joe Welch with dressing like Elvis, and Tony Kaufman dressing like Maleficent, and James dressing like Jason, and definitely Linda Marie Roy, who dressed like the Grim Reaper, and she had a mask on. And TKO, Aaron, dressing like, some video game clown character. And everybody else that had a very clever costume at the time, even the ones that used Zoom.
You're forgetting about yourself. You had a really cool Star Wars or something?
I was a Jedi because, come on, guys. I'm a marketing master. I'm a marketing Jedi master, and I make Jedis. Create Jedis. So I had to rock the lightsaber, and you can say I was Obi-Wan, or I would say, honestly, Dad, I was Luke Skywalker in honor of the new movie that we're doing, I'm a co-producer on Death House with Dream Cinema Productions, and Mark Hamill's involved with that project. And Mark Hamill's Star Wars, Star Wars is Luke Skywalker.
You bring your lightsaber.
And actually, speaking of Star Wars, I was just told now that the K Coven On Air radio show, might be having one of the actors that played Darth Vader in Star Wars coming on
show,
which is kind of cool. So I told him that he has to take his mask off so we can hear him. He can't be like,
yeah,
and then you know you can't understand him. And
I got one. Do you remember this one?
What?
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force. Yeah. So anyway,
you know, Dad, we got to wrap up the show here now, but we should leave them with a fun Star Wars question that they can post comments on. And I'm right in the middle of I'm still talking, and you just like love to just stop me right in the middle of my talk. I'm not going to stop until I'm done. So what you should do is you should leave them with a question for Star Wars, a trivia question, and then let's see who gets it, and we'll announce whoever got the answer. Next
we
week
do that.
On
I like
Radio
it.
Boomers
I like
Live,
it.
Easy Way Radio.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, I'll do a quick question, and then I'm going to do a little shout out here. Okay, what was the speed that the Millennium Falcon did the Kessel run in? What was the number they used at the Millennial Falcon, whatever they call it, did the Kessel run in? And think of that answer. Then I want to share our BBC, our Better Business for Children, is awareness. It brings awareness to children's eye disease, amblyopia, myopia. And we are unique because we like to incorporate those who become involved with us, those who donate with us. And we have a twofold, the better vision for the children and the better vision for their future with foster children and so on. And anybody who wants to be involved, we basically, as you donate, we promote more for awareness across the board and your awareness too. And you can be involved with us when we're doing an event or so and so forth. So you can become part of it. So anyway, yeah, that's our question.
And we're open for and looking for donors, guys.
Hey, guys. Oh, okay, one more. A skeleton walks into a bar, and the bartender says, "What do you have, skeleton?" And he says, "A beer and a mop." Okay, figured I'll see if you catch that one. Go ahead, Eric.
And speaking of Better Vision for Children, bvccharity.org, we're wrapping up the new natural eye patches for your eyes. And we're open for donors. So if you're a donor, if you can support the cause, it's also a mentor program. We got a real big, a couple events that we're going to be lining up for next year, even a big yacht event. If you know of a donor, if you know of anybody, we're really looking for support for this because we're going to be doing some great things for these kids and the families that we're going to be working with. All right, guys. Well, this is Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Radio, on Amazon, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, so much more. Just Google Easy Way Radio, and you'll see everything. As always, we make it real simple by going to easywaypodcast.com, which is in the Easy Way Network. So when you create your account, all of the platforms we have, Easy Way Events, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Television, Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Interactive, Easy Way Wall of Fame, Easy Way Promotions. Everything is in the Easy Way Network. EasyWayNetwork.com. Invite code is Easy Way. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, guys. You've been a great, great audience. And if you want to be on the show, Easy Way.
And thanks. And you're a little chopped up there, Eric. Got a little chopped up. We want to Eric
EasyWayPromotions@gmail.com. Go ahead, Dad.
Eric's all broken up there. But anyway, we want to thank our guest and Sean Smiley. Amazing information. And I'll tell you, it's Sean. He's got – well, I'm just like – I'm doing the research on this, and I'm saying that what he's telling everyone and the information he has can literally save your business. And if you have four or five branches, you can hold on to all of them if you do your homework with somebody like Sean. And with that,
and thank
Eric,
you to Louise. Thank you to Louise being a guest in Karma's Corner. All right,
and
guys,
Louise,
we'll catch you guys next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Easy Way Radio and EasyWayPodcast.com.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.